Blog Talk Radio.
About being the next mayor of Atlanta, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know that the 2021 elections are coming up here in Fulton County in the state of Georgia for the Atlanta mayoral race. It's coming up on the November the 2nd. Time is flying, ladies and gentlemen. So we got to get ready. You got to get ready to vote. You got to get ready to be a part of what is going on in the mayoral race, ladies and gentlemen. You got to know the candidates. You got to hear from one today, Pastor Henry Anderson. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if I count it correctly, there are 16 candidates in the race, ladies and gentlemen, for the mayor of Atlanta. I love it, man. It's pretty exciting when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about you being with us today. Those listening live and listening later on, thank you so much for that as well. We'll be hearing from Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, who is part of the mayoral race, ladies and gentlemen. He is a write-in candidate. He is qualified to be there, and we're excited about hearing more about what he has to say today. Hey, real quickly, guys, let me go ahead and read a little bit of background about Pastor Henry. He's pretty busy. We're all busy, but he's extremely busy, so we thank God for his time today. But let me tell you a little bit about Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. This is MLT Media News, ladies and gentlemen. He is from Brooklyn, New York, and has lived in Georgia for over 30 years, ladies and gentlemen. He has a degree in education, psychology, and sociology from the New Rochelle College. Teaching is his passion, and he loved his job as a teacher and taught 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at Usher Middle School, Harper Archer, and Westlake Public Schools in Atlanta. Amen. He also taught at Coweta Alternative School. He instructed his students that he was not teaching them to go out and work for a business, but to start their own business. Amen. That's right. If you want to employ or be an employee, employ other people. Be the owner of that network, of that business, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Henry, ladies and gentlemen, he also ran for Senate, received 17% of the votes, he and the teacher union in the late 1990s, ladies and gentlemen. He also orchestrated a teacher strike and exposed the cheating in the Atlanta public schools in the late 90s. Wow. He is a retired substance abuse counselor, teacher, and mental health worker. He was a member of the Evangelistic Fishers of Men Prayer Council and Intercessory Prayer at New Birth Church. Amen, amen. Now God is taking him in a new direction. Isn't it wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear from the Almighty God on what to do next? He's running for mayor of Atlanta, ladies and gentlemen, Atlanta, Georgia, for those around the globe, and is excited to bring God's kingdom to Atlanta. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited about Pastor being with us today, and we're excited about you guys being with us today as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Media Talk, ladies and gentlemen, on the MLT Network. We're just excited about you guys being with you, with us today, and with you today as well. We're glad to be with you today as well. We also got to give a shout out to Miss Peggy. I won't give out her last name because we're on the World Wide Web, so Miss Peggy knows who she is. So we want to definitely give Miss Peggy a round of applause as we get started here, ladies and gentlemen. So thank God for Miss Peggy. She's such an awesome woman, and we thank God for her wonderful skills, all the skills she has as well. Amen. So God bless you, Miss Peggy. We're on the World Wide Web. We can't give all your information out, man. People be trying to get to you. Amen. So we thank God for you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Vaughn here with you. We are on Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson. And at this time, we're going to open up his mic. But ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome Pastor Henry Anderson. Pastor, welcome to the network again, baby. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you, sir. Thank you for that fine introduction.
Oh, thank you, man. We bless the man of God. We thank you for your time. How are you doing today, sir? And how has your day been? How's your weekend been?
I am well and well rested.
Amen. Good to hear that. Good to hear that. How was last week? We got to talk about how was your week. I know you've been busy. How was your week in productivity and getting things that you want to get done? Everything good?
Well, last week was great. I got in touch with a few people that I needed to get in touch with, and we're moving forward.
Yes, sir.
And God is just a wonderful God.
Yes, he is. He is an awesome God. Matter of fact, Pastor, let's go and take a praise break, because let's give God all the praise and glory for everything. We can't praise him enough, of course.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank God for you and your family and all those all around the world. We thank God for our saints. We thank God for the saints, Pastor, and we thank God for the unsaints. Those don't even believe. We thank God for you, because God going to get you eventually. But we thank God for you. But anyway, we're excited about that. Well, Pastor Henry, we always like to give some opening statements. A lot going on. As you know, we're going to focus in on our mayoral race here in Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up with a lot going on, a lot of issues going on. But anything you want to open up with, sir, before we release the mic to you?
Well, I just want to thank you again for allowing us this opportunity, because not many of the main media is offering people who as write-in candidates the opportunity to express themselves and to allow the public to know what they stand for and why they're running.
Yes, sir.
So we have to give you a high praise for that.
Well,
and we know
so
that you're giving us the opportunity that others are not giving us. So we know that God is going to bless you for blessing us, and we thank you for that. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You know, Pastor, I was thinking about, you know, so much going on today in the specifically focusing on the city, of course, of Atlanta. A lot of great stuff happening, a lot of things that we need to improve on. So I know you had some questions or topics you wanted to cover, so I'm going to kind of release that to you, and I'll ask some questions as we go along. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you're online, just hit *1 on your phone if you have a comment or question for Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, running for mayoral candidate for Atlanta as well. So I'll go ahead and release that to you, sir, because I know you had some things that you wanted to bring up as well as we go forward. So the mic is yours, Pastor.
Well, I want to start off actually with drugs, because drugs is so prevalent in our community. I remember when I ran for city council president, I asked the police person, I said, listen, I said, every community that I live in, every black community that I live in,
yes, sir,
there's always someone selling drugs out of abandoned buildings, vacant housing, you know, just always selling drugs. And I want to know why that is a fact in our community. And the police person, said, because the police allow it to happen.
Come on now.
And that, know, messed me up. You know, I said, the police allow it to happen. And they said it again, the police allow it to happen. And then I remembered reading the autobiography of Malcolm X. We all remember Malcolm.
Yes.
And in the autobiography, they had a piece in there about they had a sign in mainland China that said, no Chinese or dogs allowed. And I said, how in the heck could they have that in mainland China with all them Chinese people?
Right.
And before I could answer it, I kept on reading, and Malcolm told me how they did it. Malcolm said that they had all these Chinese people addicted to opium and heroin.
Gotcha.
And that's how they were able to do that. And then Malcolm went on to say that that's how they take over the black community in
mm-hmm.
our community by getting them strung out. Well, during that time, it was heroin.
Yes.
But now they moved it up to crack cocaine.
Yes.
So now they have it where they have people addicted to crack cocaine. And not only are they addicted to crack cocaine, they don't have any substance abuse programs
right.
to help those who are addicted to crack cocaine. So that's how they were able to gentrify the black community
right.
by getting all of these black people strung out on crack and then not allowing them to have any substance
wow.
abuse programs
wow.
to help them get off of crack.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I remember back in the 70s, the Panther Party, the Young Lords Party, and the Weatherman Party,
yes,
they
sir.
All came together and we marched down the street and took over a piece of Lincoln Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lincoln Hospital didn't have not only Lincoln, but they didn't have a substance abuse program in the Bronx. So we
right.
made sure that they was going to have a substance abuse program in the Bronx.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we did. And that same program that we marched for is still in existence today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Today it's still in existence. You
yep.
know, so,
that's
you
bad.
Know... There's been several times that people go to the hospital because they have a substance abuse problem and they don't refer them to any program.
Right, right.
So I say, look at there. You know,
yeah.
what kind of mess is that?
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You know, they don't want the black
nope.
community
nope.
to be healed.
Right.
Not only that, people on crack cocaine
mm-hmm.
end up with liver problems, end up with
right.
kidney problems,
right.
end up on
yeah.
dialysis,
yeah.
end up with Hep C.
Yeah.
You know, so they're trying to kill the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Even in New York, they have a school that. A school that now is being used for dialysis. A
yes, sir.
School. Can you
yeah.
imagine
right.
how
right.
many dialysis patients
right. Right.
can
yeah.
be treated in a school?
Yeah.
I think it was a elementary school.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know how many classes are in an elementary school,
yep.
and each one of those classes
yep.
has multiple usage
yep.
for dialysis.
Yep. Yep.
So they're not trying to help the black community heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to make money.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
That's exactly right.
So
absolutely.
Just it's just sickening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but none of the other candidates that are running for office are talking about that.
Right.
They're not mentioning that because they're about the status quo.
Right.
They're
yeah,
about.
That's a good point, Pastor, because I never hear solutions. I want to hear solutions.
Right.
We already know
solutions.
What the problems are. Yeah, we want
that's
solutions.
Right.
What are you going to do to fix the problem in our city? Specifically, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Atlanta, Georgia. So that's what Pastor talks about. He talks about solutions. To deal with. We are
there is a solution. I remember I had diabetes, and I ran into Dr. Sabi's daughters, two of his daughters here in Atlanta, and I had diabetes for 20 years. I ran into two of his daughters, and they healed me of diabetes in 2 months. 2 months I was healed of diabetes.
I love it. See, that's
you
knowledge.
Know? So
that's knowledge and wisdom.
We have to have,
yeah.
how do you say, healing.
Yeah.
And not
yeah.
just.
Yeah. That's right.
Treatment.
And
we have to
yeah,
have
exactly.
healing.
Yeah. And
Dr. Sabi's daughters, they have healing.
Yeah, and places
for
that.
People don't want them to have that.
That's right.
They don't want people healed.
Right.
You know, but we have to have healing. We got to have natural healing.
Yeah.
We need to put natural healing back into society.
Absolutely.
Just like we got to put God back into society.
Yes.
We need natural healing and God, most definitely.
Yes.
Back
no doubt
into society.
Absolutely.
You know,
we're
so.
Yeah, that's powerful. So, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, we're talking to Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He's a mayoral candidate for the Atlanta, Georgia race, ladies and gentlemen, for the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're excited about being with Pastor Anderson. We're talking about the solutions. We're talking about issues that most of us already know about in our city that must begin to get healed, get fixed, and get turned around, because we cannot continue to go in the same direction every year, every cycle of mayors and all these other offices as well, as Pastor Henderson is changing. So we're getting ready. We're just so excited about him being with us today. You know, Pastor, we're talking about human beings here. We ain't talking about no, you know, rabbits and animals and rats and stuff like that where you test stuff on. We're talking about human beings. And I'm just not excited about the way we're treating each other, not only in the United States, but around the globe as well, just act as if we're not human beings. You know, it's just amazing, but pretty exciting when you think about it.
And then we're creating COVID-19. That's a creation. That just didn't happen. You know, that was thought about and created in a Chinese lab and put into an American cities. And now hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying. And nobody's being held responsible.
We're talking about
have a world court. We got a UN that we could take these people to.
Yeah.
And have them brought before the court, before the United Nations, and brought to a court that brings other peoples to the UN. Why they can't bring people to the UN that are killing people in America?
Yep, you're absolutely right, Pastor.
The mayors that we have, the senators that we have, the governors that we have, they're not bringing these issues to the world court.
Well, that's pretty simple. They don't want to solve it. They don't want to solve the problem, Pastor. That's pretty evident. Most people can figure that out.
We have to solve it. We got to put it in our hands, and we have to solve it. And another thing we have to be mindful of, and I got to talk about it. They don't want me to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it.
Talk about it.
The gay community. The gay community is a problem in the black community. For example, the gay community cannot help solve the issues that black men are facing.
That's right.
A black man is not looking to help a gay community.
No.
A black man who's gay, he's not looking to help a black woman become self-sufficient.
Right.
I mean, why would he help a black woman become self-sufficient when she's gay? She's not looking. She's not looking. She's not looking for a man. She's looking for another woman. A gay man is not looking for a woman.
Right.
He's looking for a man. So how are they going to help the black community become self-sufficient?
Right.
How are they going to help black men become strong and independent when they're not looking for a man?
Right.
They're looking, when they're not looking rather for a woman, they're looking for a man.
Right.
You know, so our whole community is messed up.
Yeah.
You know, because of the alphabet community.
Yes, sir.
You know, we need to get things back in order.
Absolutely.
We need to get the man looking for women.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get the women looking for a man.
You know, we
need to get our structure back.
Absolutely. And as you know, Pastor, it's a spiritual issue, and we know that. That has to be first corrected. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a spiritual problem that our nation has, our cities have, our counties have, our neighborhoods have. And until, like you said, like you know, Pastor, until we get back things of God, things will not get corrected because history's already shown what does not work. We already know that.
Exactly. And we know that history has shown that when societies go that route, societies crumble.
That's right.
They crumble.
Right. Yep.
They are destroyed within.
Yep.
I know Abraham Lincoln said that America won't be destroyed from outside.
That's right.
America will be destroyed from the inside.
Absolutely.
You know, so we have to be very mindful of our great leaders, past and present, who know history and who are students of history. You know, we just got to get back in order.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We know that the whole gay thing is spiritual, yes, because the adversary, talking about the devil, he exists. And he cannot create anything. All he could do is pervert, and pervert. So he can't create man and women, so he perverts men and women.
Mm-hmm.
He gets men to want to act like women and women to want to act like men.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's perversion.
Yep.
So
anything
we
got to
get back.
That's right.
Exactly.
Anything,
the opposite of God.
Anything,
you know, so we got to get.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We got to get everything back in order. And
absolutely.
we can't create gay people just by making laws.
Right.
You know, a law don't make a man a woman and a woman a man.
Nope.
You know, that ain't how it's done.
Nope.
God does that.
That's right.
God does that. So
amen.
We have to be very mindful of that.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we're talking to mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
You're right over there.
In Atlanta, Georgia. We're on Real Talk with him today. This is Kevin Vaughn with you today, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a great discussion about the areas of solution in our city, things we're going to do. We're talking. Our first topic was Pastor brought up was on the drug area. You know, Pastor, I wanted to hear a little more about your solution for those listening out there and going to be voting for you as well, I'm sure. But the point is that we want to hear the solution. What is one of your solutions to get reducing and eliminating our drug issue in Atlanta?
Well, the number one thing about drugs is that there is a, how do you say, a need community to have substance abuse programs.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm in the process of putting a substance abuse programs in Wheat Street Towers, which is a senior location. And the reason why we want to put substance abuse programs in there is because that community is the elders of our community.
Yes.
And they have substance abuse problems. From the old days, and they still have the problem today because they never really received programs to help them get rid of the problem.
Right.
So we need to create the problem. We can't go after the drug dealer. We can't go after those that are supplying the drug dealer.
We
have to supply substance abuse programs. Like I said before, the Panther Party, Young Lords, Weatherman, they created a substance abuse program at Lincoln Hospital in the 1970s, and it still exists today.
Yeah, exactly.
So that means that is the route to go to create substance abuse programs.
Yes.
When white people, back in the day when blacks were the heroin users, there was no substance abuse programs. Now that white people are becoming heroin users, they're creating substance abuse programs for them. But they're not creating programs for crack addicts, because the crack addict today is black people. So it's never about healing the black man and the black woman. It is always about healing white people, put it plain and blunt, you know. So we got to heal ourselves. We got to create our own programs.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
because
exactly.
If we don't create our own programs, we will not be healed. And what's interesting about that is that we got mayors. We got city council presidents. You know, we got people in place that can help our people become drug free.
Yes.
Definitely. And then we got to talk about the spirituality of drugs. You know, here's one, for example, crack, because crack is prevalent. Now, when Moses brought the people out of Egypt, he brought them out of bondage into the wilderness. They call the wilderness nowadays homelessness. But when he brought them out, they followed a cloud by day and fire by night.
Yes, sir.
So in the crack community, what crack addicts look for is a cloud. They're looking for a cloud. They're looking to light a fire to crack cocaine, to create a cloud. And then when they can't find a match, a fire, then they just running around like a chicken with their head cut off to get some fire. To light that cloud up, to light that rock up. And we know that the rock is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So again, that's the devil creating perversion. The perversion being the wrong cloud. You know, when God came and wanted to be around his son, he came in a cloud. It said God appeared in a cloud. So we got to be mindful that all of these drug situations are a perversion of the adversary coming into existence and having God's people chasing the wrong cloud, chasing the wrong rock, chasing everything that is a perversion of God. We got to chase the right rock, which is Jesus Christ. We
got
to chase the right cloud, which is where God comes to be with his people. So, we got to get this thing right. But, you know, preachers ain't preaching what I just preached. You know, but that's the truth. You know, we have to preach the truth.
Absolutely.
We got to let the truth out and stop jiving around with our people.
Absolutely.
Stop misinforming our people and just get this thing right. We got to get it right.
Absolutely, Pastor. So that's why we call him the kingdom politician, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Henry Anderson with us today. We're talking about his run for the race, the mayor, ladies and gentlemen, mayoral candidate for Atlanta, Georgia. You're just joining us. Thank you so much. Pastor Henry Anderson is with us. Host today is Kevin Vaughn. Yeah, Pastor, that's exactly right. We've got the solution, and the solution is the kingdom. There's only one way to the kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. It's through Jesus Christ, and that's what Pastor's talking about. As a society, as a city, we must get back to the things of God if we really want to make a change for our city, and that has to happen. There's no other way, Pastor. There's no other solution.
Right.
But, yeah, we're just going to be band-aiding the rest of our lives. Unless you go right to fix the problem. That's exactly right, sir. Powerful, powerful. So I love it. So, Pastor, I want to ask you about a couple other topics here. As you know, we've got some challenges with our police department and support there as well. any comments about making sure we have a good police system in our city as well?
Yeah, I think that the police, they need to be able to generate income beyond working in some grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need income because mm-hmm. they need to be able
yeah.
to generate an income where they don't have to do anything that's not 100% legal. I'm going to put it to you like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they don't need to be doing anything that's illegal.
Right.
They need to be able to generate legal income, you know, in the society. And I think they need to work with gangs
mm-hmm.
when they're doing the legal income. I believe that gangs are to be made into legitimate organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And the police need to be working with them and create yeah. legitimate organizations.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, we know history.
Yeah, that's good.
We know what the Kennedy family used to be bootleggers.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
they in legitimate business.
Yeah.
So we need to put police in legitimate business
mm-hmm.
and help them make money
mm-hmm.
legitimately so that they too can rest, you know, by bringing income to their families
yes.
legitimately.
Yep.
They don't need to be doing anything illegitimate. They
That's
don't need to be
yep.
working
yep.
illegitimately. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, you know, Pastor, that's good. Yeah, that's good about the gangs, though. I mean, literally, that could be changed into an organization, to a corporation, you know, with the right business model in place. Literally, you could almost flip that to a business model, ladies and gentlemen. You could flip that to an organization, to a group, to an association that would bring positive things to the community, not only in the United States, but around the globe. So, yeah, Pastor, that's a good idea. That's an excellent idea because mm-hmm. they're already doing the organizational side of it. They just need to have some little
right.
more
they,
help.
They're organized.
Yeah, they organize well. I mean, and also they're good business people in some areas. You know, I'm not going to glorify. I'm just saying they're business people in the areas that they handle, not glorifying anything they do wrong and hurting people and things like that or whatever goes on. But the point is they have the organizational skills. Matter of fact, we were talking about that last week, Pastor, about even men that don't even believe God are wiser than the saints, paraphrase,
mm-hmm.
if you will. So
mm-hmm.
we got people that don't even believe God that are wiser than the people who believe. So that
That's
means
right.
there's some things that people do well, not that we approve of it, but they do well at what they do. So it's pretty interesting. So, yeah, I like that concept about those organizations becoming over to a enterprise, a positive enterprise. I'll leave it like that as well. Well, Pastor, we got to talk about education a little bit, too, as well, in our wonderful city of Atlanta, Fulton County. Your thoughts about improving our educational system?
Well, education needs to be improved by, first off, seeing what is in the educational system that is a lie.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that are in the educational system are a lie. In terms
mm-hmm.
of the black history that they have in the educational system is
yes,
a
sir.
Lie. Number one, the black history that they show black people
mm-hmm.
is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't born in slavery. We were great kings and queens way before slavery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slavery is just an aftermath of our eyes as
mm.
great kings and queens,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we need to tell the truth about us being kings and queens and then go from that point. You know, we need to tell the truth about ancient Egypt, that we built ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't white people that built ancient Egypt. They need to tell the truth about who Yeshua was, who Christ was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when I first started teaching, one of the first things that I taught was a middle school student.
Mm-hmm.
I taught, she did a project, and it was called According to the Bible,
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ
mm-hmm.
is black. That
mm-hmm.
was her project.
Mm-hmm.
And when she presented the project, she came back and she was upset. She said, "Mr. Anderson," she said, "this black woman disagreed with me," you know, and she was upset.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Don't worry about it. Just go back and present again. You got to present again." So
mm-hmm.
she went back and she presented. And when she presented, she came back and she was still mad. She said, "Mr. Anderson," she said, "this white doctor said that I was right. And
mm-hmm.
after this white doctor said I was right, the black doctor said I was right." She
mm-hmm.
said, "Why didn't the black doctor say that I was right before the white doctor?" You know,
mm-hmm.
and I said, "Well, sometimes that's how it is, that if white people don't agree, then they don't agree. But don't
mm-hmm.
worry, you know, what you did was correct, you
Absolutely.
Know. So
Absolutely.
Later on I read in the newspaper, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution,
mm-hmm.
that same young lady became the valedictorian of her school.
Oh, I love it.
And
love
she
it.
Not only became the valedictorian of her school, but
mm-hmm.
she played football and everything in her school. She did everything she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because she was able to identify with
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ being black, you
yeah.
see. And that's
yeah.
one of the reasons why white people excel, because
mm-hmm.
they're able to identify with Jesus Christ being white.
Mm-hmm.
And because they identify with him being white, they excel in so many ways. Because
mm-hmm.
when you can identify with yourself being a part of God,
yeah, yeah,
then you can excel. You know,
yep.
that's the bottom line. You know,
yep.
we need to
sure.
get that right. We need to
yep.
we need to get that right. We need to
no.
let our children know
absolutely, Pastor.
That
we just
they can identify.
Absolutely.
Excuse
so that's
me?
All we want is the truth. We want the truth be told. That's all we want.
Right. That's it.
That is so powerful. So, yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about helping, making sure we get the right information out there, we want to encourage you guys to make sure your children are getting their research done properly to learn all the history that they can, not only from the school, Pastor, but they got to learn it from the home. Yeah, really.
Home, yes.
Yeah, it starts
well,
at the
I,
home.
Yeah. The home don't know.
Right.
We got to teach the home first.
We
you know that's
that.
Interesting. John Henry Clark
mm-hmm.
did African Infusion
mm-hmm.
for Atlanta Public School, and they took African Infusion out of the Atlanta Public School.
Right.
John Henry Clark was one of my mentors in New York,
yes, sir.
And he was a great African historian.
Yep.
So he was the right man to do African Infusion.
Yep.
You know, but they took it out.
Yep.
You know, they
yep.
took out African
yep.
infusion that shows
yep.
that everything that's created academically comes out of African roots.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they want to take that out of the school system.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, as you know, one thing was left out, at least during my upbringing, was the fact that we had so many numerous black inventors that invented
mm-hmm.
just about the planet. And I didn't learn that till later on. We had so many brilliant black men and women that built, or should say invented, the original things that we use to even today and the technology behind that. So you're right. We
yes.
must teach that we are a great people, and we're not leaving anybody out. We just want you to teach the truth. That's all we want. It's just teach
right.
the truth properly. That's all we want. We're not leaving anybody out. We're just saying teach the proper history and give people their credit where it's due. So that's what we're talking about. That takes us right into our next subject too, area, Pastor, as we talk about Pastor Henry Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, mayoral candidate, writing candidate for the city of Atlanta. He's running for mayor of the city. and we're excited about that. We want to talk about education right now, Pastor, a little bit. We already talked about it a little bit already, but anything we got to improve, what do we have to do for the educational system for our young people today? What's your goals there?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, as we move into education for our city, specific for Atlanta, what areas do you want to improve and that you would bring to the table for our educational system, sir? What do you want to see done there?
Well, there's what you call core classes.
Yeah.
You know, math, reading. Mm-hmm. Then we have science.
Yeah.
And we want our children to know where Black people fit in those core classes.
Yeah.
So that they can get that straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and get it out of the way and then move on from there. Because then that'll give them the desire to become mathematicians and scientists.
Yes.
You know, and great doctors and lawyers, et cetera.
Yep.
You know, the first written book was by a Black person in ancient Egypt. I learned that from Dr. Ben.
Wow.
And you know, we need to know these things. Our children need to know these things. And they need to know that, again, we were great kings and queens.
Yes.
The richest man of the world was Mansa Musa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great African king that was given gold all over the world, you know.
I believe he was almost today's effort, today's monetary era, he would have been a trillionaire.
Trillionaire. Yeah, he would have been the most richest man in the world today.
Yeah, and that's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, that is so powerful when you get the facts of life. Yeah,
right.
The facts of
and we need to stop the corruption in the school system.
And leave this stuff out.
I remember I discovered cheating and I exposed cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do anything about it,
mm-hmm.
and that irritated me. You know that they wouldn't do anything about it. But
I
found out later that they didn't do anything about it because they wanted to have Black teachers involved in a cheating scandal so they can get rid of them.
Wow!
Because you couldn't get rid of the teacher if they had tenure, and it wasn't caught cheating. In order to get rid of a teacher who had tenure, they had to be caught cheating. And
so
they were able to get rid of them.
So they wanted to control the narrative no matter, so it didn't affect them as much, some other folks as much. Amazing.
Just right. They had to be caught cheating in order to get rid of them. So,
incredible.
Just always a way to put the Black man down and everybody else up.
Right.
You know, and that's even with everything, even to the gay community, it's to put the Black man down.
Right.
You
right.
always got to look at, well, how does this put the Black man down? And then you'll find the root to the cause. Because it's always about the demise of the Black man.
Yes, sir.
And we want to make it fair for everybody.
You know,
we're not trying to make it unfair for other people. We just want it fair for everybody.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson. We call him the Kingdom Politician, ladies and gentlemen. He has solutions for our city of Atlanta. He has solutions for our area. We talked about community issues, drugs, police system, our educational area we just talked about. And now I want to move to, because of our time, Pastor, I want to move to our housing. Doc, let's talk about our housing and some solutions that you have for our housing issues in the city of Atlanta.
Well, The main thing about housing is the lie, homelessness. People aren't homeless. They are in the wilderness. There's a difference between homelessness and wilderness. When we look at the word wilderness, we're able to see that in the Bible. in the first three, well, first five books of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
we can see wilderness living. And when we look at the wilderness, we see the solution to the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
Moses had the people in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yes, sir.
So that means that they were chronic homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic homeless. 40 years is chronic. So
mm-hmm.
they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yes.
Then here comes Joshua, Moses' assistant and the person that took over from Moses.
Yes, sir.
And what happened was Moses died and Joshua
mm-hmm.
came on the scene.
Yes, sir.
And Joshua gave every tribe some land.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to solve wilderness living, then we need to give the homeless land.
Come on.
They
now.
Gave white people land when they gave them the black people housing.
Yes, sir.
That was giving white people land.
Yes, sir.
So that they wouldn't be homeless.
Right.
But we need to give
Good point.
Black people land.
Good point.
And allow them to build on the land.
Good point.
Allow them to build, what do you call it, anchor businesses.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Kroger's and things like that. That's an anchor business.
Yeah.
We need to give them the opportunity to build anchor businesses, co-ops, and condos. We need for black people to own where they live, not rent. We don't want affordable housing. The hell with affordable housing. We want them to own where they live.
Absolutely.
Own where they live.
That's how you bring the people up, Pastor. That's how you bring them up. That's good.
Yeah, they got to own it.
Yeah,
so we
right.
need to let the homeless people
mm-hmm.
use their gifts and their skills and their talents, which they
mm-hmm.
have,
yes,
and have them own where they live, build where they live, and become great. You know,
mm-hmm.
when Joshua was finished giving out the land, they ended up being a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do that. The only way that America is going to become a great nation is for America to give the black man the opportunity to become self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Not only will we become a great nation, but we'll get out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. When we give the opportunity for the black man
mm-hmm.
to build their own housing,
yes, sir.
To build wherever they are going to create food, clothing, and shelter,
mm-hmm.
and become self-sufficient, they're going to become a great nation right here within America.
Right.
So that's how America's going to get out of debt.
Yep.
When they allow the black man to get out of debt, when they
mm-hmm.
allow the black man to become self-sufficient, America gets out of debt.
Yes, sir. Powerful. Powerful.
So by holding us back and down,
mm-hmm.
you'll never get out of debt.
That's right. That's exactly right. You'll be always a slave to the system. No doubt about that.
That's right. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. We call him the kingdom politician, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear why, because only certain things work. It's called the kingdom of God. That's what works, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking to him about the drug and addiction problem that we have in our city, our police system, improving that, education, improving that, and also to housing we just talked about as well. And for those who don't know, we've got the elections coming up. 2021 elections are coming up in November the 2nd. Ladies and gentlemen, right now there's about 16 candidates in the mayoral race for Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Henry Anderson is one of those. He is a write-in candidate. So for those in the metro Atlanta area or in the Fulton County area, you'll be eligible to vote for Pastor Henry during that time that's coming up on November the 2nd. 2021, excuse me, as you probably know. Most of you have got mailings and should have information coming out on that. I think I just got something today or yesterday on the elections coming up for where I'm at. So it's pretty exciting here on that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about Pastor being with us today. Pastor, I want to give you some final thoughts about your campaign and your race to become Atlanta mayor as well. We're excited about you being on the network today. Any final thoughts, my friend?
Yes, I'm a write-in candidate.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not on the ballot. They got to write me in.
Okay.
And I want them to know that I want to do a $15 minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that needs to be done. $15 minimum wage.
Yes, sir.
I even want to drop the voting age to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as prison reform is concerned, I think that prisons ought to be turned into schools.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again.
Come on.
Prisons are to be turned into schools. They want to turn schools into prisons.
Right.
We're going to turn prisons into schools.
Right.
And have our children come out geniuses.
Yes,
have our children come out with PhDs. They go to prison, they're going to come out with a PhD. So that's going to stop them from wanting to send them to jail.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
They'll say, they go to jail, they come out doctors.
Right.
You know, they'll stop sending them to jail.
Yeah, that's
you know, they'll start sending them to prison.
Absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
We need to turn things around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we got to just do the opposite of everything else going on. That's all you got to do, folks.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead, Pastor. Yes, sir.
Yeah, when I used to teach school, I used to tell my students, I used to say, what it is, is what it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And what it ain't is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's whatever society says, it's always the opposite.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's always the opposite. We gotta get things straight. We gotta stop lying to ourselves and stop lying to our people.
Yep.
You know, and again, start telling the truth. The word says the truth.
That's right. Makes you free.
You know, so we need to start with the truth.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen,
help us.
That's a wonderful voice of Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He's a write-in candidate for mayoral candidate for the state of Atlanta here in the state of Georgia. For those around the globe, they're listening. Thank you so much for being with us today. We've been talking about some great topics. Pastor's come up with some great solutions. And, Pastor, all we got to do is get to them. And we'll see our society and we'll see our community start changing almost immediately in some areas. So we're pretty excited about that. And we believe and know that this will happen, ladies and gentlemen. And one thing that Pastor mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, is so important, mom and dads out there and sisters and brothers and aunties and uncles and grandma and grandpas, is to teach our young people how great they are. They are so awesome. They are so smart. And they don't have to go certain routes, okay? You have to sit down and let them know how important they are, how powerful they are, that they can be scientists, that they can be astronauts, they can own aircraft carriers if they want to own one, you know, or, you know, things like that. They can build aircraft carriers. They can own different businesses, ladies and gentlemen. They can do whatever their heart desires because God has put that inside them. So we got to make sure they don't get deterred, make sure they don't get the wrong information, right, because people will try to discourage them. And I want everybody to stop thinking that you can't do something. There's no such word as can't. It's that you won't do it. You got to believe that you can do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's already inside of you. That's what Pastor's been talking about, is the kingdom thinking. Folks, we got to think like the Lord. We got to think like God. We got to think like the precious Holy Spirit in order to move forward. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's cryptocurrency all the way to washing clothes for somebody. If you got a dry cleaning establishment, you need to do it with excellence. You need to do it with the best of intentions. You need to do it with the best of business and professionalism, if you will. All of that is part of kingdom thinking, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, you can become rich. You can become multimillionaires. You become a pillar of society, if you will, the best known person. You know, you can go to a person like Pastor Anderson, and say he's a guy you can trust. You know, that's more precious than anything, ladies and gentlemen, a person you can trust and listen to and follow as we move forward in our society. This is how we heal, start to heal our nation, ladies and gentlemen. Here's how we start to heal our city, our county, our governments, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe, by putting people in the right positions with the right attitude and the right upbringing, if you will, with kingdom thoughts and kingdom thinking. So, Pastor, you're right on the money there. I thank you so much for being with us today. Man, we're excited about kingdom politician thinking. I like that. That's a T-shirt for you there, Pastor Henry Anderson. T-shirt for you, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Amen so much. Well, Pastor, final thoughts. Any final thoughts, my friend, before we let you go? Thank you so much. We're going to get started here and get ready to go because I know you're busy as well. But first of all, before you keep going there, I'm going to give you a round of applause for being with us on this MLT Network, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Thank you so much, Pastor, for being with us today.
Well, I just thank you for your show.
Yes,
I think you have a great service for the community, and I thank you for your time and efforts and your energy. And I thank
Amen.
Those that listen in to you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Pastor, any shout-outs to some folks on your staff and people that you know? I want to give you a chance to put some shout-outs out there as well, if you don't mind.
Well, I shout-out to Tony and Miss Peggy.
Yeah.
And all those that are helping me win this election.
Yeah.
And definitely a shout-out to God. Amen. God, thank you.
Amen. That's right. That's great, Pastor. I like that. We got to give God all the praise and the glory. And those that are listening, ladies and gentlemen, we are praying for you. We thank God for you. But no, there's nothing you can do, ladies and gentlemen, especially for the believer. That fact, it rains on the just and the unjust. So even the unjust get some credit for some stuff. You know? So y'all get busy and help change our society. That's what Pastor Henry Anderson is all about for the city of Atlanta, is to help change our trajectory. We got to stop this direction that we're going in, which is the negative side of life. We're tired of it, really. We're tired of that. But the only way to change it is you got to do 180 degrees and go the opposite direction. And that direction is the kingdom thinking with the kingdom politician, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Henry Anderson. Pastor, you're awesome. Thank you so much. You're always welcome back. And we thank God for you, your staff, all those who support you as well. And we thank God for you today. And, of course, we thank Miss Peggy for making the connection here today on Real Talk with mayoral candidate, write-in candidate, Pastor Henry Anderson. Thank you so much for your time today.
And do remember that early voting starts October the 12th.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
They can write me in starting October the 12th.
All right. And that's coming up this week. Yep, two more days. So, guys, get ready for that as well. For those in the Fulton County and the Metro Atlanta area, y'all know what to do in that area. So write in. Pastor Henry, actually Henry Anderson, you'll see his name in the system there. So Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, you could have to write it in, but get that. Well, Pastor, thank you so much. Have a great evening and have a powerful
God
week.
God bless
we'll
you.
Soon. All right. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Real Talk with mayoral candidate. Write in. You got to write him in. Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, we call him the kingdom politician. And guess what? We are so excited about him running for mayor to help change the direction of our city, make it one of the best. It is one of the best cities, but it can be better, ladies and gentlemen. It's already one of the best cities on the planet, but it can be better. And we do that by bringing in kingdom thinking and kingdom people that will run the city well and help the people be happier. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we got to go. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. This is Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson. Your host today is Kevin Vaughn. Goes live right now. Thank you so much for joining us on the network. We want you to have a great evening and a great rest of the day. Let me leave you with this real quick. Always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time on the network. Check us out. Share this out. And we thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye now. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the MLT Media Network. Take care now. Bye-bye.